The Seventh Plague of Revelation, Part 1. The book open reveals Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Jesus, whose Christ comes in three parts. The first seven chapters of the book of Revelation are a Sabbath, which begins with those multitudes who have held Jesus' faith, but in time succumbed to the bondage in the law and church teachings. The church angel messengers are the seven portions of Jesus' spirit, revealing the corruption of his faith in us, just as the seven seals reveal the spirit of the Antichrist bound in God's word, set loose by the Lamb in us. By the seventh chapter, God's purpose gathers two seeds from the four winds, one the tribes of Jesus' testimony, the other the multitudes bound in Ephraim's prophecies. Their calling out of tribulation is God's oath to Abraham and Israel's exodus from Egypt in motion. They are the perpetual feasts of the Passover and unleavened bread observed in every generation. In these feasts, the covenant of God's law that join us to him. In Jesus' tribes, his law of faith, amen. In Israel, in Ephraim and Israel, born in bondage, God's law of sin and death. In them both, the voice of our Father in Christ, calling us to himself. Likewise, chapters 8 to 14 of Revelation are a Sabbath, which begin with seven trumpets declaring the journey of God's law, Sabbaths and feasts down through the generations of men. Trumpets heard in the times of the locust Joel foresaw, who begin their march with God's testimonies, the Garden of Eden before them, and leave behind them a desolate wilderness. Denominational armies of locusts that still march through the nations today, devouring Jesus' truth in four parts, like the desolation of Jesus' gospel shown to Daniel as four beasts. The first, the lion of the tribe of Judah, without the wings of an eagle, stood upon this earth and given a man's heart. That is Jesus' gospel without the spirit of truth. And being without Jesus' spirit as liberty is overcome in us by the law of sin and death. Jesus' gospel now spotted brings forth the curses ordained in the four winds, which gospels in their fourth part are the manufactured creeds and teachings of men, abominations that render Jesus' salvation void in us. Notwithstanding, in the 14th chapter, God's Sabbath of seven times harvests his first fruits, the virgin-born tribes, redeemed, sealed in the Father's name, Jesus. The times of the seven trumpets align perfectly to the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of the First Fruits kept in the days of Joshua, when the Jordan River dried up and Israel born again passed into the promises, which tribes of Gilgal circumcised their hearts and left behind them Egypt's unbelief. In the Feast of Weeks and First Fruits, the bondage and deceit hidden in the law is circumcised in our hearts by the Spirit of Jesus. And a new creature becomes, and a new offering is made, amen. But as Revelation 14 closes, we hear our kinsmen have bowed to the teachings of men. We hear of an Israel gone into captivity, who like Ephraim born in Egypt, bow in bondage to the beast, the perverted gospels of men. As this part closes, the harvest of the winepress begins. In Jesus' Sabbath, bound in the third part of Revelation from chapters 15 to 21, the seven plagues follow on from the seven trumpets. In Joshua's time, the Levites led Israel around Jericho for 7 days, blowing seven trumpets. And on the Sabbath day, went about seven times more, and then gave a great shout. As chapter 15 opens, the trumpets of the lawgivers, the songs of Moses and the Lamb, speak of those who overcome the beast and of those who worship the teachings of men. In chapter 16, in the seven plagues, is the shout of the archangel, whose utterance seven times shall bring down Babylon's confusion in those who mourn and repent. Come out of her, my people. Amen. In Revelation chapter 17, Mystery Babylon rides upon a scarlet-coloured beast not dissimilar to the red dragon cast down from heaven. She is the Antichrist spirit bound in God's word by God. In the 18th chapter, Babylon is called the habitation of devils. She is God's word fallen, the dwelling place of those Paul foretold would forsake the love of the truth and would be taken captive by the strong delusion God himself has sown in his word, by the gifts, signs, and miracles craved by the churches, and seen in the three beasts of Revelation, the Antichrist. In the 19th chapter, we hear this whore, having sold herself for the blessings and gain, bound in God's word, is judged. That is the spirit in us that lust after God's earthly blessings and miracles, yet spurn the truth. Upon our lips, the praise of God. But within our hearts, death and mourning come. Jesus passing over the firstborn of Egypt In this portion, the word of God comes to judge. His eyes a flame of fire, his rule a rod of iron. Upon his vesture a name written, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And they who mourn the Lord of Lords takes the false prophet and the false and the beast of the sea and cast them into the fire. That is, Jesus roots out those spirits of devils from his truth in us. And in those who repent, the Lord brings down Babylon's confusion in our heart and mind to cleanse his tabernacle in heaven. In this portion, we also hear the bride and the bridegroom make themselves ready, God's purpose in the plagues revealed. And in all of these things, the feast of ingathering of the last harvest, in these three parts, the Christ of Jesus comes. First, the Feast of Trumpets that call Israel's multitudes to the door of the tabernacle. Second, the Feast of Affliction when those tribes of the earth, having believed the great commandment, mourn and afflict their souls. And in those who repent, the Feast of Atonement and the restoration of the testament in the blood and the name of Jesus Christ. And in the third part, the Feast of Tabernacles, which remember those who, like ourselves, wandered in the wilderness, not having rested in the promises. In Moses' time, this feast was kept over 8 days from Sabbath to Sabbath. On its first day, 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs were sacrificed. On the second day, 12 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs, and so on. And as the sacrifice of bulls for sin and ignorance diminished, the offerings of faith and grace remained ever the same, until on the eighth day the offering came once again to that of the first fruits, the new man in Christ. In the seven plagues, Jesus cleanses the tabernacle of God in heaven. That is, he purges the word of his truth in us of lies and deceit. In Revelation 16:17, we read, and the seven angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." In the final part of the seventh plague, those who have fallen upon the Lord shall be changed. Lord, break this in their hearts. Blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.